Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Common Sense with the Educated Redneck, the show about everything and nothing at all. Now please welcome the Educated Redneck himself, Mr. Dan Ellison.
Greetings! Yes, yes, another day, another show. Here we go, folks. It's Monday. It's Monday, the 18th, the day after St. Patrick's Day. Yes, sir. Had a weekend trying to get my work caught up. I'm taking a little advantage of a lull in work to get Vanna White, my new van, up and ready. Solar, refrigerator, all the things you need to do vamping, as I call it. Yes, sir. Had a good weekend. Weekend after my birthday. Not really feeling 62. And I'm not saying that just because that's what everybody old says. I really am not. The change in diet has made such a big of it's changed everything. Folks, I want to get into this day with Herman. We're going to get to talking about this, but so you got an idea what today is. I want to bring up the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration. What exactly is their purpose? Oh, I know people out there going, they're supposed to make your food safe. Well, then why are they not doing that? Seriously, day after day, story after story, ingredient after ingredient, all proven to be horrible for people. Yet the FDA approves it. The FDA is bought and paid for, folks. They no longer represent you. Nothing in this government represents you at the current time. Nothing. So, there you have it. But, you know, I really don't know what to tell you, folks, but the Food and Drug Administration has gone way off the rail. So we're going to be talking about that. I want to talk about just a couple of different things. But you know how Herman and I do. We never know exactly where it's going to go, but I am going to start it with the FDA because they are a scam. They are a scam owned and paid for by these big billion-dollar companies that are never supposed to exist. That's what they're paid for. And they're paid for with your money. They're paid for by you to do nothing. That's what most of government jobs are. I know there's a lot of government people, I work hard for my money. Yeah, there's a few of you that do. There's a few of you that do, but the vast majority, not so much so. If that offends you, then take a look at what product you're delivering to the people. Seriously. If that offends you, look at what product you are sending to your customer. Prime example, I go over to Mount Trashmore, City Park. They have guys that run around in their little golf carts all day long, and if trash is where they can pick it up, they will pick it up. But the stuff along the pond, they won't take the effort to walk over to it because that's more like, you know, work or something like that. I want to talk about these today. Also, next week, coming up this weekend, I'll be in Dresden, Ohio, and Coshocton, Ohio. Coshocton is one of my favorite places. It's at the Warehouse Steak and Stein there in Coshocton. So if you happen to be in the area, come catch that show. It'd be me and some other people. I'm not a big attention to detail type guys when it comes to where I'm working and who I'm working with. Whoever I'm working with is whoever shows up there to work with me, pretty much the way it goes. But enjoy traveling, enjoy working. Got the big eclipse coming up. I'm sure we'll say a few things about that at some point. I don't know if y'all caught the big story that's floating around now, but the eclipse will pass over something like 8 or 9 towns named Nineveh, and Nineveh being significant in the Bible. So, also over the New Madrid Fault, most of you people don't know that right underneath, like Memphis and Nashville, you know, those big cities, those big buildings, is a gigantic fault line that has resulted in one of the largest earthquakes ever in United States history, actually causing the Mississippi to reverse flow, if that tells you anything. So it rang the church bells in Boston, so if that tells you anything. So, you know, there's a lot of convergences going on right now, and there's also the conspiracy theories. Now, let's take that word off. There's all these theories of what this is going to cause. Now, we all know about magnetic gravity affecting the moon, moon tides. Full moon tides, new moon tides are higher than regular because of the proximity, and sometimes it's even more. So why not, when the moon and the sun are aligned, put that extra stress on an area? And we are basically floating on a field of lava, and we have the crust that is hardened. We're like on the top of a fruit pie. Because you've all bitten into a McDonald's fruit pie. Remember, they served them with the insides were oh, my God. You could have one of those in your cars for 3 days and bite into it, and it would still burn the shit out of you. But we're going to have a good show today. I'm going to play our first commercial ads, and while I'm doing that, I'm going to go pick up Herman and get him ready for the show. And if you're out on the highway, my buddy Jake, we'll be back out touring this fall, but he's touring in the spring. I just can't. I can't tour like he tours. The dude is an animal. He's a great guy, too. He's one of them really great guys. Super guy to know. Give you the shirt off his back. He's incredible. But he's out there touring. They're currently down in Texas, Oklahoma. Check out the Jokers and Jesters page. It's on Facebook. There's also a website. Check out those dates. Go catch a show. It's a great show. So here we go. We're going to hit the first commercials, and then we'll be right back.
That's right. The Jokers and Jesters Comedy Tour is back on the road. We are currently promoting our second Amazon Prime special, Jokers and Jesters, the next special. We will be touring small towns across this great country of ours. So for our tour dates, follow us on Facebook at Jokers and Jester Comedy Tour or at our website, jokersandjester.com. It's a great night of music, laughter, and magic. Don't miss us as we come to a small town near you.
Food waste is one of the most easily solvable problems, literally the low-hanging fruit of environmentalism. Pardon the pun, it's my job.
About 20% of all produce never makes it off the farm.
It's because they just look a little funny,
a little weird, but when you cut into it, it's perfectly good food.
It's just a total shame. It's totally good stuff.
We buy ugly produce directly from farms that often would go to waste because supermarkets won't buy it because of how it looks, and we deliver it to people's doors.
Beauty standards for an apple.
This isn't that ugly at all. Like, that's the most common first box, like, complaint we get.
We change that. We educate people. We show them how amazing these fruits and vegetables are.
Have food delivered to your house.
Box of produce every week.
And it's more affordable.
At a very reasonable price.
Cheaper than the grocery store.
I spend a lot less time in grocery stores.
It's an adventure every time that you open your box.
High quality produce.
There's nothing wrong with the produce.
And they taste exactly the same, if not better.
Save those fruits and vegetables that get wasted every year.
And it's delivered to your door, like...
But what you
Why wouldn't you do?
Please go to our website, freedomizerradio.live, and sign up for Imperfect Foods today. Use our promo code and get money off your first order. Go ahead and get some organic and all-natural meats, dairy, snacks, breads, and non-GMO produce. Most people say they hate wearing shoes and would go barefoot if they knew they were allowed. People say it all the time on their social medias, but they are worried that someone will say something to them. So everyone wears the cheapest flip-flops with the least amount of fabric on them. Most people do not even know that it's completely 100% legal to go barefoot into a store. Most people think that driving barefoot is illegal, but it isn't. Driving barefoot actually is safer than wearing most shoes. Going outside barefoot for a walk is one of the healthiest things you could do, but most people are afraid someone will say something. Or they quote the myths and the rumors that their grandma told them years ago. The fact is, there are no laws against driving a car, going to a store, or eating in a restaurant barefoot. So don't give in to bad fashion, hurt heels, or a broken flip-flop. For more information, please check out barefootislegal.org or find us on your favorite social media.
We all know that times are tough and things are really expensive right now. So why not save a little bit of your wallet as well as the landfill? Marty.com carries high quality products at low, low prices, sometimes up to 70% off of retail. I just got a wonderful package of beef jerky for 1 cent sent to my house through Marty.com. Marty.com offers high-quality products at discount prices. Why? Well, sometimes products are seasonal or overstocked or packaging just changes. It's still great quality food, but it's going to end up in the landfill if we don't find some way to distribute it. And leave that to Marty.com. Now, if you want to save a little extra today, you can get $20 off your first order by going to our Facebook group for Dynamic Word Bible Studies and picking up a discount code there. So check out Dynamic Word Bible Studies at Facebook and find Marty.com on our comments. You'll be able to get this free discount code. It's going to give you $20 off, and it's also a great way to support our show and to keep those landfills light and to save some money in your wallet. And I'm all about saving money. So check out Marty.com.
Just as ungrounded signals wreak havoc on radio communications, there's growing concern that because we are not grounded, we absorb tremendous amounts of electromagnetic radiation from our modern devices. EMF stands for electromagnetic field.
We are all immersed in electromagnetic fields, from Wi-Fi, from the wiring in our homes, and it disturbs our electrical balance. We get charged. Inside of our bodies, we get electrically charged. Some people have as much as 20 volts on their bodies, and that's not good for you.
The information is provided for general informational purposes only. The contents are not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Ground Therapy Incorporated makes no representations about the efficiency, appropriateness, or suitability of any specific tests, procedures, treatments, services, opinions, healthcare providers, or other information that may be contained in or available through the information provided.
Did you know that every time you swipe your debit card, those behind-the-scenes transaction fees make the big banks even richer? In 2016 alone, these fees added up to $60 billion. Yes, that's billion with a B. Well, what if there was a way to have the convenience of a debit card, but reroute those fees from the banksters to organizations actually doing good in the world? Organizations that protect the environment or feed hungry children? What if your swipes could literally change the world? Well, Groundswell SPC has found a way to do just that. We've designed a Visa debit card program that shares transaction fees with your favorite cause. Groundswell partners with nonprofit organizations that promote the card to their supporters. Their supporters then use the card to power the mission of the nonprofit. It's a win-win-win for everyone, except the big banks, of course. Groundswell is about to launch its first cards into market, and we're inviting you to be part of this movement as an investor in the company. Go to WeFunder.com/groundswellcard to learn more. Set up a free WeFunder account and invest in Groundswell today and get your money on mission.
And we're back, and I've got Herman. Say hello, Herman.
What's going on, y'all? How you feeling?
Oh, I'm feeling, you know, I feel oddly just like energized today. Just like ready to go attack everything, not like defeated. I feel like everybody's starting to awaken to the giants that we have created. And it makes me happy because I'm tired of watching the injustices going on. And the biggest injustice I see right now is corporate America and government America. Both. Everybody wants to attack one or the other. No, they're both responsible for this garbage. We have allowed corporations to amass so much money that they can't be held accountable, and we've allowed government to amass so much power that they cannot be held accountable.
Mm-hmm.
And I say we allowed that because we did, because people didn't stand up along the way and go, no, this is bullshit.
Yeah, because there's no more we the people. It's the corporations will tell the people.
Yeah, we the corporations, in order to form a more perfect work camp for everybody. Right. And then the other end of it, and this is what I said to you, and I said this before I went to get you, and this is what I want to talk about. The Food and Drug Administration.
Hello,
okay.
Talk about the FDA?
Yes, let's talk about the FDA. The FDA was formed by the government to protect us from evil corporations that would put shit in their food that would be bad for us.
Yes.
And now there's story after story, and people comparing our products to overseas products, and our products are poison, full of GMOs, full of all kinds of genetic, like cheese now. Don't eat cheese, folks, because 90% of the cheese has now been put in with this new garbage that they have, that they don't have to list it as genetically modified. They list it as generally accepted. It's something generally accepted as safe. I think it's called grass. What is the purpose of the FDA if it's not to protect us? Oh, I got what it is. It's for them to go to an Amish farmer, take his farm because he won't spray his plants with their poison. He won't destroy their milk with their poison. So they're going to take his farm and shut him down, and then you don't have the choice to decide where you want to get your products.
See, the F is in F in anything is for federal, okay? So it was FCC. FDA is the government controlling. So they're going to control what you eat, what you listen to, what you watch, what you think. So it creates this euphoria of lostness controlled by this government. You become a culturalized person. And with this imperialistic thinking, we have no native way of moving, period. And if you think natively, then you're going to suffer because you happen to be indifferent from the rest of this marching drummer.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
It's sad, dude. It is sad that they have been so bought and paid for by these big corporations. That's what I'm saying. Everybody wants to say the government's evil, and I've watched them. Oh, the government's the cause of all this. Or the private sector's the cause of all this. Like I saw somebody the other day. The private sector's the reason for inflation. It couldn't have anything to do with the $6 trillion of printed money in the past couple of years. Couldn't have anything to do with that.
No, nothing to do with it.
No. It's all the evil corporations. No, it's both of them. They both have grown too big for their britches. Corporations are too big, and the government is too big. When they have the money that they don't have to worry about paying any kind of price, they just billed somebody for one of their products $4 billion to be paid out, and yet they're still in business. How do you lose $4 billion and stay in business unless you're so big that you can't be hurt?
you're part of the efforts. As long as you're part of the efforts, you can always be a part of what's going on, as long as you're an effort. As long as you're doing something where the government approves of you. You know, it doesn't have to have a rule. It doesn't have to have a rhyme or a reason. We live in a world where it's so unreasonable, the only answer is because. This is the only answer to everything, because. We don't have to have a foundation, a setting, an understanding, or reasoning. It's just a now we live in the because. That's it.
Yeah. It's kind of like when your parents used to say, well, you would say, why to your parents? And they go, because I said so.
Yes. Yes.
That's exactly what it's come down to.
Yes, because I said so.
Because I said so. Well, the rules say that I said so. I said so. Because I said so, you will accept it. You will shut up. You will not talk back to me, young man, and you will go eat your porridge.
Everything with the vaccine, when it came to Corona, each step was a matter of because, and I said so.
Yeah, we both did. We sat there and said, why is anybody taking this? We, like I said, we were really trashed by a bunch of people. Not a single one of them said sorry.
No, because the elders, because the children, because you're keeping yourself, we want to stay ahead. Because the wonderful things it does. We often listen to the wonderful wizard of Oz. See, we got to listen to what we're doing. We're living in Oz right now. Because this is what we're living.
Yeah.
The wonderful things it does. It doesn't have to make sense.
And then the FDA, again, who's supposed to be there for our protection, allowed a new form of vaccine, air quotes, which was gene therapy, because they've always said it's okay to modify plants, so why not modify people? And everybody wants to call that, oh, that's bullshit, that's a conspiracy. No, that's real, folks.
Only one man has ever said we can modify plants. His name was George Watson Carver. The rest of the people took an idea from this man, okay, and formed their own thought of something they never had a connection to. You just have the basis of his idea of what he knew and your interpretation of his known. See, that's a dangerous world we live in. You find out something from someone else and then you take over as if it's yours. This is the world we live in.
Well, look what they did to Tesla when he died. The government swooped in and took all of his documents and hid them.
It's a takeover. But you think people don't understand? Like right now, we will never be able to talk about the truth because we're so bound in lies. And when you tell the truth, it's as if you're lying.
Exactly.
There's a reason why people are just sitting on Utah. There's a reason why we and the rest of this nation know nothing about Utah. Okay? You hear very little about Utah. And there's a reason why. They know. They know there's a something going on with Oklahoma. They know. Because with this eclipse, there's something they're preparing for there. They know that there's portals that connect in Atlanta and Los Angeles. You know. Why is it that all of these things we can state to you as a people, you will not allow us to functionally add together to make sense of them?
Right. They can put doubt in anybody's mind. I can take the most rock-ribbed person's beliefs and put doubts in there. And so that's what they do. With anything they don't want you to know, we're going to put doubts in it.
If common sense tells me they've never had a vaccine they've solved in less than 21 years of study, how the hell did you come up with 100 vaccines in 6 months?
All right. And don't forget, we both understand there are vaccines that work. Rabies vaccine, we know that works. I have seen it in action. I've seen it. It's real. It works. One of these works 50% of the time. It's damn near 100%.
The only thing that a vaccine is people have to understand this from a medical standpoint. You're taking a piece of something and then putting it in the body and allowing it to form antibodies. This is not a vaccine.
Yeah, it's a weakened version of. It's a weakened version. Yep.
You're fucking with nature. The best way to do this versus a vaccine is feed people the healthy things they need, period. Let them have the nines. Keep them off the eights and the GMOs. Keep them off the fours and the pesticides. You're not letting people live naturally. And you're trying to come in and be God, okay, and come in and create what we need to do each and every day when this nature who was already functioning. We don't need a culturalized society to teach us how nature should be. This is what's going on. Now, we can live and invent everything we want to invent of, but you cannot recreate nature. Enjoy life. Have a great time while you're here. Have a fun time with all of our in-betweens, but we cannot change nature.
You know what's funny about what you just said? It triggered a thought in me. Because, see, I grew up on a farm. Every animal was vaccinated for rabies. That was just because rabies was around. But rabies has been around for way longer. I mean, it goes way back. So if it goes way back, why didn't it destroy the whole world?
Thank you.
It's 100% deadly. It's easily transmissible. So why didn't it destroy the whole world?
But my thing is, when animals are loved by people, and we want animals in our home, just like our food and our water, what the hell makes you think they're going to leave your animals alone?
Nah.
Okay? If they can control diseases and parasites by utilizing all other things, well, if you got a pet beside you, what the hell do you think that means? Huh? There's another way to get to you. We look at it as just for joyful fun, and we just look at it as life to fulfill. But if you look at crooked government and injustice, that animal is something they can use to kill.
Oh, yeah, and they do.
Crooked, man.
They require you to have your vaccines all up to date. And if you have a dog and it ain't been vaccinated, your vet will tell on you.
Hello.
You're not allowed to opt out. And then I can hear him now. Yeah, but this is different. This isn't about you. This is about everything. No. Stop that stupid shit. This is not. If the individual doesn't have rights, there'll be no rights for the group.
I have a dog in America that needs to be vaccinated, but we see other people, they have hyenas. And those hyenas are not vaccinated. You have people that have leopards and other things and other kinds. They're not vaccinated. Only in America. Because it's not about the vaccination. It's keeping record of all things by putting something in you to keep record of you, period. This is why right now, in order for you to give blood, you have to call a 1-800 number because why? They have a record of you under Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, and Pfizer. So therefore, when you call the 1-800 number, it tells you which one you took, how many you took, dates and times.
Ain't that something?
Categorized. And guess who owns the rights to you now?
Moderna,
Pfizer, and Johnson & Johnson. And guess who owns them overall? BlackRock. I'm being real.
And BlackRock owns everything.
Everything. But see, how simply we just said that right there, it'll take you a long time to study just how to get to the conversation of those type of affairs if you're not there.
If you're not open.
You got to be open. Because if not, we're just talking over people's heads right now.
Oh, yeah. They're all screaming, the government's good for you. The government cares. The government does not give a shit about you. They care about the corporations that line their pockets. How do you think they become multi-millionaires on $175,000 a year? If that's true, then there shouldn't be – everybody in America should have at least $20 million in the bank.
People be mad at me by saying this. If Donald Trump is terrible and Biden is Adolf Hitler, okay? I'm trying to tell individuals, and I'm telling you real talk. The Democratic Party, not only to people that consider themselves black and anybody that consider themselves poor, is the most dangerous party you could ever invest time in. These are the rats. These are the snitches. These are the tellers, because they got to be that way because they made all the programs. They made all the systems. Being a Republican is about independency. You may not like what a person has to say, but God damn it, I'm a Republican. It's my right. I stand on mine. But as a Democrat, you're in a program system of people. They got to agree with one another to stand strong.
Yeah. The truth doesn't need to be agreed upon.
Yeah. The truth doesn't need to be agreed upon. See what I'm saying?
Right. It don't, because I need to breathe. That's the truth. Nobody has to agree about that.
And everybody's up. It's so crazy. It's like everybody's this dance. All my whole life, only reason why I voted Democrat because I knew nothing else. It was what was pounded in my head.
Yeah, you were told.
I was told it was a choice. You need to be Democrat. You're black. If you're black, you're a Democrat. I'm like, why?
Well, you heard Biden. If you didn't vote for me, you ain't black.
Yeah.
Now, let a Republican say that. Let a Republican say that.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I'm not in the Republican camp much because they've left the force and the reserve, and they've gone off track, and they're starting to take it from the other side.
If you have an anti-slave party, right, one thing people are good at, infiltrate the anti-slave party in order to keep your Democratic Party going.
Yes.
So one thing Democrats is doing is good at is spying and doing underhanded shit.
And psyops.
That's the Democratic world. And they get their little, you know, Democratic crabs that follow behind them to agree with their bullshit because they don't know no better. See, Democrats give me the definition in the Bible of forgive them for they know not what they do. As a black person, if you're following the Democratic thought, it's one of the worst things in the world you could do, but you can't hear it to save your life. Because you've already been inherently programmed to believe that Republican is a white man. He's out to get you. Them white crooked honkies are going to take your life away. You've got to stay away from them crooked honky Republicans because them crackers will kill you. That's how they think. But we were thinking that way. We've been programmed to think that way. Because this is the propaganda.
Oh, yeah.
To see,
don't forget that propaganda has been legalized in the United States by Obama.
Yeah. And see, for the average black person, we only going by propaganda because we're struggling. We're trying to eat and work. So we got to go by what people are feeding us. We ain't got time to watch that shit.
Yeah. They keep you running on the treadmill so you ain't got time to do anything but run on the treadmill.
Yes, little mice.
but it's like I said, the whole Amish, this is one of those things that, and this is on record. This is on record and correctional testimony, and it's why the government won't study the Amish. Autism doesn't exist in the Amish world.
Oh.
Sudden infant death syndrome does not exist in the Amish world.
They've been injected.
They have got off the wagon train of government bullshit and pesticides. And, we can't grow. Yes, you can. You can grow without pesticides. I did it when we were young on our farm. Our food was healthy. We were healthy.
People don't understand this. I tell them clearly. Black Americans were at their best when we weren't a part of government, when they hadn't given us a chance to have health insurance, we were better off.
You're not wrong.
We were better off. And I tell people, look at history. The slave master and his pharmaceutical bullcrap were quacks because when his children really were sick, they went to the hillbillies and the Negroes they called blacks.
Yep. for those mountain cures.
Thank you. And hoodoo to what you say, what was called voodoo. It cures you.
Yeah.
But you gave us this stuff you call serums and potions. And you came back with a suitcase in the bottom.
Well, see,
and
it's actually, it's become so apparent now that they're actually having to admit that a lot of people have got AIDS from the vaccine.
Yes.
They have to admit it. That's how many. So that tells you, if they finally have to admit it, that tells you how many cases there's been before.
Thank you. And AIDS was in this vaccine.
Yeah, that's how they got it snuck in. But you and I are crazy. You and I are, we're just guys talking all out our ass because we're not virologists and all that. I don't have to be look, do you have to be a mechanic to drive a car?
No.
There you go.
No. You just have to be a mechanic to fix one. Property.
Right. You can understand the concepts all day long and not be able to fix.
Hello.
Tell me if I'm wrong.
No, it's definitely right. But people are not even have stair-step conversation like this and go through things without stopping and debating over things that are trivial.
Yeah.
We have conversation and we teach people that we keep it moving.
Yeah.
We keep it moving. You think we don't have opinions and thoughts? But what difference does it make when we're trying to receive the most information from one another that we possibly can? What difference does your opinion stop? What difference does it make with your hang-up?
Exactly.
That's you don't change anything.
They're teaching us that everybody's against us. The only people against us is the government and big corporations. People in general, when you put them in an area, in general, I know there are criminals, and again, all the little, we always talk about the outliers. We don't talk about the normality. The normality is when you just take 16 people and put them somewhere by themselves, they will organize and do shit.
Yep.
And get along.
And they will. The ones that are not trying.
Right. You try, and you work as a team. We're all good. That's what they fear the most. Is us realizing that. Again, folks, who has killed more people in the history of the earth than the government? The government that cares for every individual, the government that looks out for every individual. I'm doing air quotes. I wish people could see that. They will shortly when we start doing this live recording.
Mm-hmm.
But they are supposed to be the ones that care for you, but all the time they just looking for ways to divide and conquer. There's a reason that phrase exists, is because that's the easiest way to beat somebody. It's hard to beat a group. It's easy to beat an individual.
Yeah, and I say, I always say, I told you my famous saying is, you can stop a rose from growing if you nip it in its bud. But you can't stop a stream from flowing. You can stop a stream from flowing, but you cannot stop a flood. So they want us to keep us all nipped in the bud and trickles instead of floods.
Right.
Because if you come together as a flood of people, you will override, because it's really, they're just a stream, steady stream. You can stop a steady stream if you're a larger group. But we live as trickles. We live as trickles to the stream. This is why they dam up everything. See?
Yeah.
People got to understand what's going on. It's all about water. All about water. And once you understand that, you figure out this puzzle.
It's the truth. That's another thing I love about when we get on to talking is it's eye-opening. And there's not a time I don't get off the show and my mind starts going like, oh, wow, that's because we both have such a perspective to bring to the table. And when you throw them together, it really pops some eyes open.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And most people can't do this. Most people would rather argue an incremental teeny little line than see that really we're both talking about the same big concept.
No one has a point to prove in this situation. No one has a point to prove. And when you talk to people with points to prove, at any given time, they're going to stop to have a casual conversation that's basically about their ego versus conscious thought. See, we live in a world where people are very egotistical. A culturalistic world, of course we're egotistical because you're proud of what you've learned. You're proud of what you've taught yourself. You're proud of what you studied. I. Okay, pirate. Listen, I understand you're trying to go at it on your own, but this is a world where we have to make a combined effort to survive.
Yes.
And you keep running out there on your own, and you end up coming back to us anyway, and we accept you back. But one day you're going to come back, and we're not going to deal with you.
Yeah, we're going to have had enough.
Like that, yes, because people like that compromise a unit. Period. They compromise a unit. That's why all these people on this earth that want to live uniquely as themselves, well, you do that. But while you're over there dressing up, man, and trying to be a girl, I'm trying to eat. While you dressing up, girl, trying to be a boy, I'm trying to build a home. While y'all over there battling with who's over this and who's sexist and who's this, I need my car running. What? See, you're all tied up into the isms, and I'm looking at reality. And until everything runs out from your isms, you never recognize you need to be more like me.
Well, see, that's why the saying, strong men create good times create weak men create bad times.
Yes.
That's why that's said that way. Because we have lived such a good life in this country. We got people turning on the good life and acting like it's bad. We live a great life, folks. We can go get in our car all across this broad country and travel and enjoy and see. We have a house. We have warmth. We don't worry about summer as much because everybody's got air conditioning now. Even the poor people have got air conditioning now. Everybody has it. This land has been bountiful. We have been given a ton of blessings, yet people still bitch.
Because we need to get back to what we used to do. The thing that was truly good for me and you, they said, listen, I want to go for a walk outside now because summertime's calling my name.
Yes.
I hear you now. Just can't stay inside all day. I got to get out and get me some of those rays. Because let me tell you what happens. Everybody becomes joyful and everybody's laughing because it's a sunshine day. Everybody's smiling. It's a sunshine day. And everybody seems so happy today because while you're getting out in the
Are you there? What the hell just happened? Well, isn't that interesting? We lost Herman right in the middle of a great point again. So I'm going to go pick him up. We're going to play some commercials and get this out of the way. I'll be right back.
Hello, everyone. I want to introduce you to our friends at Marty.com. At Marty, you can stock up on all your pantry items and other household items for way, way cheaper than traditional grocery stores. I like that most of the items are organic. Also, I really dig their 1 cent deal of the day. It changes every single day. I recently snagged a 10-ounce bag of dog treats for Chewbacca for a penny. Normally, they sell on their site for $7.99. With the upcoming food shortages, this is my favorite place to stock up on canned goods. If you live in the mountain or Pacific time zones, you need to get with Marty.com, M-A-R-T-I-E.com. Look for our link on our FreedomizerRadio.com website and get a $10 free just because I told you to go there. Marty.com. Great deals, good feels.
Peace with
up, y'all? This is Ninja Scroll. Check out my newest album, Renewed Mind, with songs like this. Solve Coagula.
Solve Coagula. Tear down and rebuild the whole system. Vibra prophecy fulfilled.
Snakes in the grass.
Then son of position. Got snakes in the grass. Rally through the high pass. Traps all laid out. Avoid the bomb blast.
I got ya. I got ya right where I want ya. Like a raw line in the field, I stalked ya. Creeped up on ya, peeped on your aura. Laying in wait, ready to pounce on ya. Once I get ya, you'll be a goal. Can you hear me now?
Hey, just all part of the game.
Ain't this thing for so long now. It's time to open up your eyes. Look at how you're living just to follow the world with Satan.
And the new norms, the new world order. Yeah, go get yours right now at officialninjascroll.web.com. That's official, ninjascroll.web.com.
Trying to show you everything, but you ain't care. Got you running scared, it's fear that is the main weapon. Peace to the people that was always prepping. I'm stepping on toes trying to wake you up.
Remember when no one thought that 1 year from the election the Dow would be up 28.5%.
You've got very strong growth, a terrific employment market.
We have no inflation, virtually no inflation.
Wages climbed 2.7%. The unemployment rate matched a 50-year low.
Oil prices dropping today, tumbling more than 3%.
President Trump's policies, tax cuts, deregulation, opening energy.
Whether you're a blue-collar or white-collar worker, he's taking care of all collars.
He is rebuilding this economy
in ways experts say was never possible.
The Biden administration faces another crisis amid a growing
backlog. It is not a pretty picture here at the pump. The price of gas increasing more than 6% over.
You're paying more for everything.
Please check out our sponsor, Save Around. Save Around coupon books have been with us for several years, and they help you save money when going out to eat, renting a car, buying flowers, and all kinds of other good stuff. The good thing is you can view the coupon books before you buy. Please go to our website, freedomizerradio.com, and click on the Save Around book that you'll see right next to our chat room. Like I said, you could preview it before you purchase, and hopefully you'll save yourself some money and help us as well. Please check it out.
And we're back. And of course, anybody who's listened to this show for any length of time, anytime Herman starts making any kind of sense where people could really listen to it, they yank the plug and disconnect us.
Yeah, bro. That's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, you're not preaching violence. You're not preaching division. You're preaching happiness and joy, and there you go. And it's never when we're just bullshitting back and forth. It's always when you're in the middle of really making a point. It's just like, yeek. Harmon's speaking too much truth. We need to shut him down.
Gotta go now.
Oh, it's not a coincidence, man. It's happened way too many times.
Yeah, man. Yeah, it is, man. It's just like, and just bringing people together is the main reason why things shut down.
Oh, yeah, they don't want us together.
No.
I tell people, I say, you just don't understand. And it's really funny when you and I go out places and people realize how tight we are. It affects them.
Yes, it does. And the thing is how it's like we have a relationship where it's like, man, there's no judgment between us. You know, we're who we are because we see who we are. You know, and people don't know how to take that because people are so judgmental towards one another.
Yes.
It's an expectation for me to have a problem with you.
Right. It's an expectation for me to have a problem with you.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what the world is, man. It's the craziest thing, man. And we see it, but it still has never affected us because I don't care what other people do, I'm me. You know, and it doesn't get into the point of, you know, people like, yeah, that's something, you know, if I'm around all black people, then I can say there's a difference between this black dude and that black dude. But if I'm around white people, then I know the difference between that white dude and this white dude, period.
Yeah.
And that's it. And it don't mean that I'm going to pick one or the other interchangeable, because the fact of the matter is, if you're right, you're right, you're wrong, you're wrong. I don't deal with bullshit.
Exactly.
Period.
Well, you know, it's funny because you were talking about getting out into the sunshine, and we have been told, and they are feeding us, sunshine's bad for you. Hide yourself from the sunshine. Stay out of the sun. It's bad for you. Cancer of the skin really started when sunscreens appeared. Go look it up. Don't take my word for it. Go look it up. You're putting chemicals you can't pronounce on your skin. What does your skin do? It absorbs it.
Yes.
You don't fear the sun. Yes, you can get a sunburn. Yes, it can kill you. Don't fear it. It is life-giving. It's the reasons the plants grow. It's the reason you get your vitamin D. It's the reason most people are insufficient in vitamin D.
We need to call this the PP period, the paranoia period.
Yeah.
Everybody's paranoid.
Like that you're running in fear. When we were in school, we were preached to basically be strong, be self-sufficient. Now it's you're a victim. Go look for somebody to blame. Go get that from him. It's his fault that you don't have what you want. It's their fault because you don't have what you want.
Okay.
The only people keeping things from you are the government and the big corporations. Your fellow man will not do that to you because your fellow man understands you're the fellow man.
Yes. And see, right now, Dan, we used to live from a preventative measure, okay? Let me prevent getting into a situation so I don't have a solution to that situation. The solution is stay out of it.
Yes. True.
That is the solution. Okay, stay out of it. Now, we live in a world where you're trying to explain the solution is stay out of it. And someone says, well, I understand what you're saying, but the preventative measure is that I understand from a solution. No, that means that's an idiot that's telling you I made a mistake and don't make the mistake I made. That's not a solution.
I'll give you an example and see if it fits what you think and see if I'm coming at it from the perspective you're coming at. When we were younger, we were told if we got a girl pregnant, we were responsible. We were told if you got a girl pregnant, you're going to marry her, and you're going to take care of that child, and you're going to be responsible.
And you're not going to get any more privileges, and all your days of being a kid and all that, and anything you were receiving is over. It goes towards the baby.
You're going to be an adult, and you're going to go get a job, and the time playing will be done. And what do we do now? You got a girl pregnant? She'll get a TV show on MTV. The government will swoop in and pay all the responsibilities. And as a male, you're now on the chain because if you don't pay, you go to jail. If she doesn't pay, she gets support.
Yeah. And now she can have a little GoFundMe.
Yeah. I didn't know that having sex would get me pregnant. Duh. We understood that as young men. You know we did. We understood as young men that if we got a girl pregnant, we were on the hook for life, and we would have to belly up to the table.
Yes.
And now nobody gives a shit. They've got daycares at most high schools now because so many kids are getting pregnant. Because I hear the argument out there. They used to get pregnant in the past. Yes, they used to get pregnant in the past, but it was 1 in 10,000. Now it's 1 in 50.
What does it mean? You say they used to get pregnant in the past. Your ass wasn't in the past. This is what you're doing in the present.
Right?
You weren't even born in the past you're speaking of. Why are you pregnant today, little girl?
Yeah. But there's no responsibility held with that.
There's no accountability.
Exactly. You're free to do what you want. I want to do it, so it's good, so I'm going to go do it. That's selfish.
Yes. But
that's
this
incredible self.
Mothers today.
Well, yeah. Hell, I don't know if you saw that video of that one girl talking about, I was going down there to steal my Plan B, but they had it locked up. She goes, I didn't steal it today, but I normally do. And she was perfectly okay with that statement.
Yeah.
She was, don't you judge me.
Mm-mm-mm.
We have got to the point where you're not allowed to point out anything negative. Actually, you're supposed to glorify the negative, but you can't point out the positive. Because that means I would have to have self-control.
That means I have to have some accountability.
Right. Self-control was great. We had it when we were younger. We had more freedom.
Self-control wasn't called self-control then. It was called you know better.
Yes. And usually followed with a belt. And again, before you say anything, my dad didn't just whip us. My dad beat us. There's a big difference.
Yes.
But at the same time, now that I'm older and I look at the young Dan, I realize that maybe at that time, if I hadn't been so fearful of him and retribution, that I might have done even more than the stupid shit I did.
Yeah, because, see, I wouldn't call mine. Mine wasn't called a beating. See, in the hood, it was called an ass kicking. You're going to mess around and get your ass kicked.
Yeah.
And if you had rough parents, they say, you're going to fuck around and make me kick your little ass. See, that's what...
and you damn stayed straight, too, didn't you?
You darn right.
Well, no, time out. Go stand in the corner. No, come here while I just beat the dog snot out of you.
You know what? And this is because I'll knock your head into next week.
Yeah.
I'll put my foot deep in your ass. I mean, they used to say stuff that was very, 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 very threatening back in the day.
Yeah. Stuff will get you jailed now for child abuse.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But we were well-rounded young men.
Yeah.
And we had determination. We had drive. We had ambition.
Yeah, because you had a reason.
Yeah.
You had motivation. Yeah.
And you had self-control because you come to a situation, you'd look at it and go, man, that'd be a lot of fun. But if something happens, this is what's going to be the result.
I'm going to get fucked. Now, this is what
kids... they don't... I watch kids talk to their parents today, and I'm like, you would have said half of that shit to me before you'd have been walking strange.
Oh, no. Man, listen. These kids don't understand that you would have needed this health insurance back then that they didn't have. Listen. We did more doctoring at home and avoiding of the doctor than anything.
Oh, yeah.
In your house, you had iodine, peroxide. You had Bacuricome. You had everything.
And you had some kind of salve to put on the soothe shit.
Thank you.
Hey, to this day, I use Raleigh's healing salve on every one of my wounds, and to this day, I don't have to worry about tetanus shots and all that shit. I've seen things that were I try to let my skin take care of it first when I get cut. I really don't even clean it. I just let it roll. Yeah. But if it starts looking angry, I put salve and a Band-Aid on it, and 24 hours later, it's better. And my girlfriend will tell you, I don't get sick.
Yep.
I don't.
That's one thing I don't get sick.
I don't get sick.
No, I very rarely get sick.
Every winter I might catch something small, like a sniffle or something. It's a couple of days, but my immune system's always ready to go. George Carlin did a great bit about this. We used to let our bodies stand up for themselves. A trip to the doctor cost money. It wasn't free. It wasn't a copay.
For recreation.
No. When you were ready to go on your deathbed is when you went to a doctor.
Yeah, when stuff was rough.
Yeah, when stuff was really wrong.
Yeah.
And if we'd have been able to get what we wanted without going to a doctor, we still wouldn't have went to a doctor.
No.
We'd have gone and got what we wanted. The only reason we went to a doctor is because they had control over the last line of stuff.
I've been into things in the last few years where people say go to a doctor, and I go to the doctor, but in the end, I end up still doing what I need to do for oneself to make things happen.
Mm-hmm.
A doctor is only going to give you a corner of idea of what you're trying to do.
Changing your living habits is the best thing you can do for your health.
Hello?
But nobody ever has that discussion. When you walk into a doctor, he never goes, what's your diet consist of? What do you eat on a regular? That's never a discussion. It's always, well, you got that? Well, here, I'm going to write you a pill. It will take care of that problem. Will it cure it? No, it will make it just not, it will make it bearable. Well, what's the cure? Well, we don't do that. We patch things up. And then you come back and, well, this pill is making me do that. Oh, shit. Well, then, here, let me write you another pill. That will take care of that.
Well, I'm talking 2 years ago, my diet consisted of whatever I wanted with some Doritos, chips, and a little bit of sweets, cookies, whatever I wanted, with some soda on top. I did what I wanted to do. You understand? Now,
yeah,
I was 230 pounds, like you were big.
Yeah. I was at 286 pounds.
Come on,
2.5 years ago. And I'm now 187.
How much you weigh now, Dan?
187.
Listen, Dan, I weighed today, I'm 186. Okay? Okay?
We ain't tight. See, that's the other thing I want to get into here. This is a great place to branch out to this. We're told that you've heard, everybody's heard this manifesting what you want. We're told that's all bullshit, that's all fairy tales, but we're all connected, folks. I'm connected to this oven right here by molecules. I'm connected to Herm by a long stream of molecules that run to Herm's house. We're told that this stuff all exists. The air is made of molecules. All your stuff, we're made of molecules.
Uh-huh.
So we're all interconnected. So if you have a positive mindset, you send out into everything a positivity. And positive people are almost impossible to bring down. Because no matter what you throw at them, they will put a positive spin on it and move on.
Yep.
I'll give you an example. When my mom died, that was tragic for me. I miss her to this day. But because I believe in something after this, I saw it as a positive event because she had lived a long life. She had seen her grandkids be born. She had seen a lot of really good things, and now she was free from a body that was worn out from living life. And that's a positive thing.
Yeah.
So rather than get depressed and crush myself with depression, I remembered that my mom, her entire life, she tried to make me happy. So that didn't change when she died. So if there is an afterlife and she was watching me and I was miserable, that would have not been what she wanted.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
She would have wanted me to be happy and realize that she was free and move on down the line and quit living in a world of negative.
Damn. Man, see, every time you start talking like that, man, and it brings it back to this, right? I told you about the die before you die, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what you're speaking right there, die before you die. It says this is how dying will show you it's impossible to die. That's what you realize. Because you let go of your ego and realize the consciousness takes on a form of everything in existence, so you always remember your mom. And eventually consciousness forms reach such a level of complexity that the consciousness loses itself in this disguise. And that disguise is this modern-day human body, and your consciousness only knows itself as this form, which is why you're afraid of losing your psychological or sociological sense of self, which is called death. And that is the ego believing that you are an individual, separate entity in the existence and is not real. Think about the universe like this. It is one big infinite conscious entity And an individual human being is one eyeball on this giant picture. So consciousness is everywhere observing all things, and you are one focal point. Our life is a thought in the mind of God, and this is all one being. What happens due to the ego, due to humans' egos, once you create a separate identity for a form, you forget that it's your consciousness, the God essence, expressing itself in this form, and you won't realize it until you find the God consciousness within you. In the state of pure consciousness, you are much more aware than you are in your mind-identified state. You become fully present, and this raises the vibrational frequency of the energy field that gives you life to this body. Now when you get to the dimension of no mind, where your mother went, you feel your own presence, your own conscious, with such joy and emotions and thoughts of memories of the life with such joy.
Yep. Yes. Yep. True. 100% true.
Die before you die. Yeah.
That's what's funny. I tell people when they say, well, that could kill you. Well, you're giving me a release from this world?
Yeah.
You're going to release me. That's all you're saying. You're not going to destroy me. I'm not going to disappear. And if that's your belief, well, then why worry? Because when you die, there'll be nothing.
Yeah.
But you can't ignore the millions of stories, and it is millions of stories of people who have had near-death experiences where this body stopped, and they all speak of leaving this body and seeing this body and not recognizing it as themselves. Because we are energy. Herman's energy. I'm energy. We're all energy. And if we all join together and think positively, we create a positive situation. That's why when after the war was over and everybody was so positive in the 50s, that's why there were such great jumps in the 50s, because we were all positive when we were all out and we were all doing things and we were all happy. And then you create a malaise and everybody turns into this negative thought, and the negative thought just keeps feeding itself and it keeps getting bigger. And then before you know it, the whole world's shit.
Yeah, because when we came back from the war I came back from, we weren't happy.
Right.
When I came back from Desert Shield, Desert Storm, we were like in mayhem.
Nobody acknowledged you.
Yeah. I was just like a...
You just came back from going to the grocery store, Herman.
Yeah.
What are you all upset about?
I went back. I came back here and came home. They gave us 30. They gave me 33 days, an extra 3 days, you know. And I took those 3 days off, and wow, you know.
But see, if you'd have just gone to Mexico and walked across the border, they'd have paid for your housing, they'd have paid for your food, they'd have paid for your doctor, they'd have paid for all of that.
Yeah, they'd pay for all that stuff. They'd pay for all that stuff, had me hooked on up, I could live good, and everything.
Yeah, but not for the people who fought for our freedom. We don't do that.
Well, see, you know what I want, not to harp on the immigrants, but I'm going to say something, too, about America. It's like this. I turned around, and we don't do the jobs that people used to do. Well, they don't do the jobs now that we used to do, okay? So, therefore, who's going to be your plumber? Who's going to be your electricians in the future? We got people doing OnlyFans and making their money off of stuff that's non labor related.
Right.
So these immigrants, people are saying, well, you know, these immigrants are coming in and they kick them. Immigrants ain't doing nothing but what immigrants do. We used to be immigrants. You got to have a certain amount of immigrants to make the country function.
Here's the other side of that, though. We were paying based on what we used to pay. A janitor used to be able to afford a family and a house.
Oh, yeah.
Back in the day.
You too, but see, you're talking about someone that they can take advantage of because they know no understanding about this country.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. That's where the big corporations have taken too much money. Again, I don't want a law to regulate it, but people should browbeat these companies into not paying one person $20 million or paying somebody $7 an hour.
But you got to think that, and these kids, man, they want something that's, man, they want something that's unbelievable.
Oh, they want a free ride.
They want something that's unbelievable, man. They want something that I can't even fathom what they're asking for. We can't even fathom what they're talking about. You know what I'm saying?
Well, they're willing to just throw themselves away. That's why this OnlyFans shit. Now, look, I was a young man. I was, when we were young and full of testosterone, man, you would see, remember, movies and shit didn't have the stuff they have in it then. And if you got to see a boob, you were just like, oh, man, that's
a
whole boob. Oh, that was a titty. Now they fucking wear see-through shit to the Oscars, and you can see their titties on full display. Hey, no mystery.
Well, they went to the grocery store. You told the Oscars.
Yeah, grocery store, everywhere. Just naked, basically.
Yeah, you might see anything.
And then if you look, what are you looking at? Well, you put it up in a display case. What am I supposed to do?
I'm looking at your bare coochie. That's what I'm looking at. What's up, big brother? I'm looking at, you're looking at your bare coochie.
Yeah. And then, well, we don't get treated with respect. You don't treat yourself with respect.
We don't get treated with respect. How do you respect is earned?
Yes.
So what does it mean to be treated with respect? You know, respect is not a treatment.
Quit looking at my titties. You should respect that I don't want you looking at my titties, even though I put my titties out for you to look at.
Yeah.
It's the world. Again, it's back to, we were brought up differently. And there was a different mindset. And this mindset today is, I'm a victim. I shouldn't have to do anything. I should just get paid for existing. But they don't understand. I think, and this is one of them theories. Again, I'm eliminating conspiracy theory. I'm going to say this is one of those theories. And I don't know if you've heard this theory. But the theory is that the aliens created Earth. That's the theory. And then they needed a place to harvest souls. So they needed to grow their souls before they allowed them into their world.
Now, you're talking about the reptilians and the greys.
Right, right. So they needed a place to harvest souls. But they wanted these souls to be educated, if you get what I'm saying.
Yes.
So they put them in a place where they could learn the value of stuff, the value of people over the value of things, and you get your lessons, and then you eventually, when you get your soul right, you go to the alien world. Whether you call that going to heaven or going to the alien world, they're all basically kind of the same theory. But this world is to challenge you. This world is to shape you. This world is to grow you, and then from here you move on. And if you don't learn your lessons, you go back and live those lessons again, only in a worse fashion.
Yeah.
So what's to say that by taking the easy route, you're not getting lessons that you should have got, and they will send you back and make you take the hard route?
Whatever that may be.
Yeah. You're blessed being beautiful. Why not use it for good? Why not, instead of shaking your ass on OnlyFans, go do something better? Go be that person that helps that person.
Yeah, but see, they don't know how to deal with that.
No.
Because your mom didn't taught you the value of something lesser.
Right, it's hard to believe that there's some a superior knowledge while you're sitting there shaking your ass on OnlyFans for a dollar.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah,
how can you see anything good when you can't even figure out what's good in your life?
Yeah. You can't make basic decisions.
Right. So you always make easy decisions, and you take something that was a gift and pour it out.
Yeah. You have been given a beautiful body, a beautiful mind, and you're taking your mind and you're using some mischief that makes no sense.
Right. You don't think of something good. And that's not just to pick on girls on OnlyFans. There's dudes that go out and just become criminals because they can use their force that they were given to go take something from somebody.
And there's dudes and now they think they're girls.
Yeah. Because they think girls have an easier life.
They're having an easier life because they think they can be a cute OnlyFans.
Yeah.
We have to look at what we're dealing with from a whole, it's a big conundrum of bullcrap. And we can't make up what they're putting out on us so fast.
Well, see, they want to talk, they're taking people away from being spiritual and turn this into materialistic.
Yes.
The materialistic world saps from your spiritual world. And see, that's one of those things. I came out of college. I got a great job. I had all the money. I had a nice house. I had the wife. I had everything. And then it was all yanked out from under me, and I was homeless for 3 years.
Ooh, yes.
And the funny thing is, during that 3 years of absolute living hell, I never went to a therapist or anything. I discovered all this by driving and thinking. All of that stuff meant nothing because it was gone and it really didn't change my life. What changed my life was losing my kids.
Yeah.
But losing my cars and losing all that other shit I'd built up, that didn't change my life. Losing my kids changed my life, not things. Oh, damn it. Here, enjoy this short commercial. I'll be right back.
Freaks, outsiders, weirdos, the wallflowers, oddball loser, fish out of water, speak up, talk quieter. We are different. There's no arguing. It's a fact. A patchwork of flawed, we grow and adapt. We're funky, unconventional, see life through kaleidoscope eyes. In a field full of clovers, with our four leaves, we bask in blue skies. Flaws are natural. Our imperfections, our weaknesses, our scars. There is a misfit in all of us. We just have to be brave enough to embrace who we are.
Wow, we are irritating somebody today.
Man, maybe you need to refer to your children as little bastards. And then...
Jesus, dude. The more we talk positive, the more they just knocking the piss out of us.
Yes. I'm like, my goodness. Man. You know, I heard it. And then there's a change. That was really hurting me. I was like, okay. Then I said, your children, that's it? You're going to cut them off? Oh.
Well, that tells you where they're at. Well, see, now there's a movement amongst these elite to tell us that we got to quit thinking of our children as ours because they belong to the big community. They're part of the big community, but they don't belong to it. They belong to me.
Oh, wow. That's that dangerous thinking, man. That's a dangerous buy-out thinking. It's a dangerous thinking. And people don't
understand. That's what we're supposed to protect our children. That's our role. Our role as parents is to protect our children while make them grow into good people. Don't stifle them. Don't belittle them, but give them a strength, a core, and not
it's
to be afraid.
It's hard to do that when your dad's and your mom's fatty. This is what you're trying to do. Your dad's in your mother's fatty. It's hard to preclude this situation. Your dad's got some 38 triple D's. How do you explain this shit?
Oh, man.
It's crazy, Dad.
Well, like, nobody's safe. Look at Bruce Jenner. This was a man's man. When he was an Olympian. He was a man's man. And now
he's a man's man.
Man, now he's wearing a skirt.
<You're>
Oh my God.
Oh my goodness. I can't even believe this man was on the Wheaties box, man.
Well, that's the other end, though, because now they're showing that Wheaties and all that shit was designed to destroy men.
Yes. Oh, man. Wow.
The FDA didn't do nothing.
Wheaties, man. Oh, my goodness. The breakfast of champions. This is the breakfast of chumps.
And it's funny because, well, people, oh, you're making fun of, I'm not making fun of anybody, folks. Yeah, there's going to be some outliers. You've got some problems. You think you're a cat, you think you're a woman, you think you're a camel. That's your problems.
Yeah, if you think Wheaties made you want to suck cock, that's your problem. It had nothing to do with us. You understand me? Oh, my goodness. That is so crazy how I'm at a point right now. It's like I don't understand how we had to be so sensitive when people are so insensitive towards what we just think is regular life, you know.
Right.
You know.
You don't have to be sensitive to our feelings, but we have to be sensitive to your feelings.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, we have to be. I love, have you ever heard of Jesse Peterson? Ballin' State?
I think so.
Man, if you ever just want to get a chance to laugh at an older black dude with some very stuck in his ways of thinking, but he's like, because he's 73 and he states his mind, and he'll interview someone. He'll say, hey, do you believe in Black Lives Matter? And they'll say, hey, yes, I believe in Black Lives Matter. Well, to me, that's just the black version of the Ku Klux Klan. And it's a black dude now. It's a black dude. He says, listen, you really support Black Lives Matter when they're not really a Christian or a God-fearing based group? But what do you think they are? They love God? No, not a whole bunch of fat black lesbians. It's impossible that fat black lesbians couldn't just...
I may have seen this guy, but you know I'm shitty with names. Because I tell you that, like that Charleston White, he's been out here just wrecking havoc on people.
But Charleston White, when you get, okay, like when you've been watching him wreck havoc, watch him how he's breaking out of that to show you who he really is.
Yeah.
He's really an intelligent guy.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think he said, if I'm remembering it correctly, he said, nobody said that when I brought all these lawsuits when I was a lawyer. He goes, now that I'm all thugged up, y'all want to talk about me.
Yeah.
See, I can tell he's a smart man just by listening to him.
He was on there saying, I'm taking my kids to school and and you're telling me how to say things. But I'm listening to a guy walk riding down the street saying, I like girls I suck. I like to put my finger up a butt. He said, I'm listening to this, my kids in the car. But you're worried about how I say things. You say, it's not what I say, Charles. It's how you say it. What?
Yeah.
Folks are here murdering and killing each other. You're worried about how I say they murdering and killing each other. Okay.
Yeah. Well, that's what we're talking about, broad concepts, and everybody's got a nitpick.
Yeah.
That's why I hate this people when they go, I can kick a woman's ass. Yeah, but I know a lesbian. Yeah, you know a 1% person. You know a 1% person. The world doesn't run on individuals, you know, these teeny little niches. It runs on normal. What's normal?
Yes.
But you can't say that's normal. Because you're putting somebody down because they're not normal. I'm not putting them down. I'm just saying the world functions on this wheel.
When you tell me, when I listen to someone say, can a man have a baby? And the answer is yes, a trans man can. Listen, stop.
Mm-hmm.
Stop it. Okay? Because I'm going to tell you where it all came from. Because I told you, the Oz, Wizard of Oz is what we're living in. And when I listened to Sammy Davis Jr., he said, he told us we was going to be, who can take the sunrise and sprinkle it with dew? That means we're going to be covered in darkness. Who can take the sunrise and sprinkle it with dew. The Candyman can. The Candyman can. The Candyman can, because he mixes it. Mix what with love? See, he mixes some bullshit with it, makes it all taste good.
Yeah.
So he gonna throw dirt on the sunlight and mix some bullshit in with the sun, with everything, with the Candyman. That's evil.
Yeah, and people ignore the evil because anybody with a brain can see the shit they're spraying in the sky. Oh, that's just a contrail. You're an idiot. Contrails don't last all damn day.
Dude, we are the Tin Man, the Lion, the Scarecrow, and Dorothy. This is what we are right now. We are characters in Oz.
I'm finding it hard to not believe that anymore.
If I only had a brain.
If I had some bravery. If I had
bravery,
courage.
Pull them off. They turn the lion and you call it cowardly. That's a homosexual lion, okay? Fuck all the characters. Cowardly. He's a homosexual lion.
But if you also caught, there was another weird message in that. That you can make anything you want it to be. Pick your heels and believe.
Remember this? You can be anything you want to be. That was broader than just being what we thought. You can be anything at all. You can grow any way you want to grow. It's a big country. It was deeper. See, we were looking at what we knew about culture and what we thought.
Now,
some little boy walking around and didn't want his penis no more, he saw that commercial differently.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
It goes back to the whole question, would you let them get a tattoo? No. But you're going to let them cut their dick off?
Yeah. Hey, son, you can't get a tattoo, but, hey, we can get rid of the nuts.
Yeah. You can't vote because you're not smart enough to make those decisions, but you're smart enough to make decisions that will affect you for the rest of your life. Cut your tits off.
That's right. Hey, baby, it's okay. Listen, you can't watch that dirty movie over there or drink a little liquor, but you know what? You can cut your dick off. No problem, son.
Because you feel that way.
Yeah.
What I can't figure out, is why every child decides to turn into a woman or a man and none of them turn into pirates.
None of them.
Or cowboys.
No.
Or Indians. It's always a man or a woman. Because, see, that little boy who went to the Chiefs game dressed as an Indian, they jumped on him. Well, that was his belief. He believed he was a chief. He was part of the Kansas City Chiefs. But they sure as hell didn't bother to crucify him. Now, if he'd have gone there as a boy dressed as a woman, they would have cheered his bravery.
And he could have been a transgender chief. They'd have been like, you go, bitch.
That's right. You go, girl.
You don't, girl. You're at the top. Woo!
It's an insanity being spread, and if you question it, then you're a target.
Yes.
So my beliefs don't matter, only their beliefs matter.
And wasn't it a trick when they had people calling each other cocksuckers? Was that a trick? I was asking, because it's like, I remember certain things we used to say we don't say no more, but back in the day it was cool.
Oh, yeah, it was everywhere.
Cocksucker. What does that mean by calling another man a cocksucker? People used to use that, you can suck my cock. Why would you tell a man to suck your cock? And it was more.
Yeah.
And you grab it and hold it and tell it and show him, suck it. And you're like, wow.
Yeah.
What would we be going through? I remember this era of guys telling each other to suck each other off all the time.
Yeah.
It was cool. I'm lost, Dan. Once we start talking and we go back through history as we're speaking, it kind of blows my mind to rekindle some of the things we did just normally.
Oh, yeah. It was every day. Also, back in the day, everybody, if you ran and you got winded, You fagged out.
Pussy, you faggot, you pussy.
Yeah. And now, today, all these things have such an, they've picked so many words. See, I look at it this way. If you're allowed to say anything, that's true freedom of speech. But when they've got to where now they give certain words weight, that you can't say them because of the weight they put on, that's the first step to controlling all speech. You have to control some of it first. You've got to get on that one step. The first step is you can't say, you can't yell fire in the theater because these dumb idiots won't look around for a fire. They'll just run in panic. That was the first word they picked. And they use that word on every argument for taking certain words away. So if I hit you and called you a name, now it's a hate crime. So now the words, just hitting somebody should be the crime, but saying something while you're hitting them makes it worse. No, you still hit them.
There's a double jeopardy.
Yeah. It's this whole, we got to make, so now we've got words that we agree we can't say. So now we've agreed to controls on free speech, and that is the next step. Now everybody agrees, oh, you can't say that word. Well, what if that word was the government is full of shit?
Yeah.
The government's full of shit. Well, you can't say that. You can't say that. Why not? It's words. They go out.
Yeah. And they don't want you to say it because they want to be able to control what's being said.
Exactly. And that's where it comes to the truth police with Facebook. We have determined that not to be true when everything they determined not to be true turned out to be true.
Correct. Correct, Mundo.
And I, again, and you've heard me say this before, it was once unpopular to speak against slavery.
Yeah.
So if Facebook had been involved back in that day, they would have limited people talking out against slavery. Now, put that in your pipe and smoke it.
Well, it limited that anyway. In the way they could back in that time.
Yes.
It was just according to the technology they could change.
Right.
Now, I tell people, do more history. If you think that they stop black people from reading and writing in America to keep them from understanding, a whole bunch of poor white people for some reason didn't know how to read and write.
Damn it, Herman, quit being talking about racial lines.
I'm just being real. There's a whole bunch of poor white people.
Hey, I grew up in West Virginia. You know I grew up in West Virginia. We're supposed to be dumb hillbillies, right?
Yeah.
Everybody makes fun of West Virginia. You sleep with your sister, don't you? That's quite all right. Nobody hesitates to do that. Nobody.
Oh, nobody. They just going to make – see, West Virginia was just pat. See, that's offensive, to be truthful. You know, if there's no proof in it, you know, you just making up rumors.
Exactly. But I face that, and I don't sit there and go, you can't say that. I just go, you guys are full of shit, and I move on down the highway. I don't waste my time.
Because if it's, okay, if poor white people can't read and write, right, and poor black people can't read and write, then culturally you won't understand how to truly get together if I give you propaganda in between.
Yes.
So if I keep you separately, I'll say, well, black people, you know, I'm sorry, but this is the reason why things can't get better. And I tell white people, hey, if it wasn't for the blacks that we were helping, we'd be able to help you more.
Yeah.
But see, the black people working for free. And you are an indentured servant.
Yeah.
But I can teach you. I can teach you. This is so crazy. I can teach you to hate the slaves that's working beside you because I gave you a better position in your mind as an indentured servant. But you're doing the same shit that black dudes are doing. And you better learn how to read and write because I put that whip on your ass.
And then we're going to take a whole society and turn them against jobs that actually involve labor, because that's below you, because you're above that.
You're above that.
Sweating and working, because
yeah.
you don't have to.
You don't have to. You don't do what that Negro do, because you're better than that.
You're better than that.
Yeah. You understand me? Now, you take an extra piece of half a bread for your family.
And here's some plastic for the windows in your trailer that we're going to make fun of. Oh, my God. It's funny. It's like an onion. We just keep peeling layers off that onion, and damn if there ain't another layer under that onion layer.
And whenever we do it, it makes so much common sense.
Yeah, it does.
It makes so much. And the thing is, until we get to talking, really, some of the things I hadn't thought about till we get to talking, because they just add up.
Well, that's why when I started the show today, I said, we're going to start with the FDA, but who the hell knows where we're going to end up? Because we just start the stream, and then we're in the boat, and we're going to see where that stream's going to lead us. And
yeah.
generally, it leads us to a big ocean of knowledge.
All the time. All the time, man. And it's a wonderful seed and a wonderful field to be able to be a part of it, because everyone thinks they know something until they realize they don't.
Right. And a lot of the things that people think they know are things that they've been taught, not things they've experienced.
Yes. So you really don't know it. You're aware of something, but now you have to figure out what it is they made you aware of and why it seems to be incomplete.
Well, when you start laying stories out, that's where it starts. See, that's why they don't want you to do this. So we went to the moon. We didn't have cell phones at the time. We didn't have worldwide communication at the time. Yet we had live video from the moon.
And not only live video from the moon, you're watching the spaceship orbit the Earth without the capabilities of having another ship to fly and follow it.
Right.
So what is how are you filming the spaceship flying around the Earth and there's nothing out there to record it? Well, how?
Yeah.
How could they possibly be out in the atmosphere and there's nothing that you could possibly record that the sighting with? There's nothing you can
and
record.
Then all the proof that you did that disappears.
Yeah.
You misplace what is in effect billions of dollars of technology and research. You misplaced it. And nobody knows where it went. Sorry, but that's the story I'm sticking with. Basically, the dog ate my homework.
Yeah. So all those billions of dollars for a kindergarten project that you film, you know.
Hey, and then we're supposed to ignore Stanley Kubrick on his deathbed, said he faked it.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of conversation when it comes to those NASA situations.
Right. And you see these videos, these live videos where you can actually see the wires, and you see a glitch, and you watch a hatch flop around, and you see this little tinfoil thing that supposedly served how the horrible, fantastically destructive space, and a thing made of aluminum foil landed on the moon. And didn't
yeah.
blow any dust, didn't create a crater, didn't stir up any dust?
None whatsoever.
But if you talk about this, see, this is what I'm saying. I don't know what to believe. Here's my thing is, it makes less sense that they went than it does that they didn't. So am I going to say they didn't go? I'm going to say I'm not sure. That's keeping an open mind. These people who are, they went, you're a conspiracy theorist, are the dumbest people, because they've closed their mind. They've been fed a story. They accepted it, and they said, this is true.
You know what the meaning of NASA is?
Oh, you've told me this, but I can't remember.
Okay, here we go. To lead astray, that is mentally to delude, or morally to seduce, to beguile, to deceive.
I can't say that that's wrong. Because always remember, before NASA was formulated, we lived on a flat Earth. Nobody wants to hear that. Go look it up. Go find an old Encyclopedia Britannica from the 50s, and we lived on a flat earth in the 50s.
Yeah.
That was the knowledge we lived on. And then NASA come along, and now we're on a big blue marble that's spinning through space. And while we're spinning through space and traveling thousands of miles per hour, every constellation manages to stay in the same place.
Yeah.
Over eternity. Matter of fact, the old maps of the sky are identical to the maps of today, yet we've traveled how many light years in that, traveling through space, but everything's exactly the same, but space is completely different, but the place we're traveling with all moves with us and stays in the exact same space, even though we're spinning around the sun at 18,000 miles an hour, and everything stays in the exact same space.
Yes.
And if you question that, you're a boob conspiracy theorist who's too stupid to take in oxygen. You can't possibly be a thinking man who sits there and starts questioning what you've said your entire life. Shit, man, we didn't even have caller TV when we went to the moon.
No.
We didn't have the technology for caller TV, but we had the technology to go to the moon.
Yeah. And that is true.
But don't you dare question that, because that makes you one of them dummies. See, that's what these people like, the people who don't think. They like to throw phrases at people who do think to make them feel denigrated for actually having a thought. Well, their little vapid minds are too busy trying to memorize all the players' names on their freaking team. They don't give a shit about them.
Oh, without a doubt. That's what this world is about now. Idolization.
I always love it. People go, my team. It ain't your team. Are you really that stupid? If you call them up. Call up your team and say, hey, I'm Bill Jones. And they're going to go, who the fuck are you? And they're going to hang up on you because it ain't your team.
Like you said, I'm going back to my house. You mean the house you're borrowing? Because once you pay for it, you steal the tax man and come take your house from
you. Yeah, it ain't nothing yours. That's an illusion. And how did this country go through so many great changes before there was any taxes? Seriously, how did that happen?
Well, you got to do, okay, the indentured people and the slaves, once they're not slaves or indentured people anymore, now you still got to get money from them. They're not the smartest people in the world, so you invent reasons why you can take money from them for whatever reason you make up. They're not smart.
See, where I grew up, we had a very small town, and there was a need for a fire department. But there, again, was no taxes at that time. So the members of the community, my dad, which was one, built using their labor and stuff given from businesses, and they built a fire station and equipped it with fire trucks, and then volunteers from the community protected the community, and there was no tax money spent.
That's how things are done and how things used to be done, but now that's over.
Right, it's over. Because your volunteers are not as good as our trained professionals. I never had any trouble with volunteer fire departments when I was growing up. Them boys cared because they were part of the community. They cared because they were people looked at them better because they were part of the community and they were giving. They were given time. It didn't cost anything to give time.
Are you hearing it? Less people running into fire dying.
Damn, dude. Damn. It's amazing to me how far we've got off track.
Yeah.
And that's why when you and I grew up, if somebody else's parents saw us doing stupid shit, they were fully within their right to whip our asses. And you got to admit, when we grew up, it was a lot safer. It was a lot better. And there was a lot more people that would come to your help.
Yeah, most definitely.
Because, see, I hear this phrase. They use this phrase, and I this one bothers me. First responders. That's what they say. They're first responders. No, they are not the first responders. Because, see, that would say that if an accident happens on interstate, nobody will stop. Everybody will just drive by and call the first responders to come be the first responders. No, the first responder is everyday Americans who will go out of their way to protect their fellow man. That is the first responders. They are the second responders.
But see, what you said, the first responder, they're trying to put that in your mind.
Yes, that's a whole name. Again, the words, casting a spell. I learned that one from you.
Yes. Thank you. Yes. You put it on there.
First.
That spell. First. And then everything first.
But that's not to belittle them. I'm not belittling them because people go, you're belittling. I'm not belittling them.
No,
I'm just saying they're not first.
You
are second.
You're educating them on what the fact is.
Because you see story after story, car accident, people standing, nobody stood around. They rolled the car over and saved the guy from the fire. They pulled him from the burning vehicle. They pulled him from the burning house. I wasn't a fireman, not to denigrate firemen, but that wasn't a fireman. That was an everyday citizen who was willing to risk their life for their fellow man, and there's still a bunch of us out here. Hold on a second. I got to do this again because of the damn phone. Be right back.
Peace, what's up, y'all? This is Ninja Scroll. Check out my newest album, Renewed Mind, with songs like this. Solve Coagula. Solve Coagula. Tear down and rebuild the whole system. Bible prophecy fulfilled. Snakes in the grass. Son of position. Got snakes in the grass. Rally through the high pass. Traps all laid out. Avoid the bomb blast.
I got ya right where I want ya. Like a roll line in the field, I stalked ya. Beeped up on ya, beeped on your aura. Laying in wait, ready to pounce on ya. Once I get ya, you'll be a goal.
Can you hear me now?
Just all part of the game.
Can't deceive us all, or now it's time to open up your eyes. Look at how you're living, just to follow where we're Satan's.
And the new norms, the new world order.
Yeah, go get yours right now at officialninjascroll.web.com. That's officialninjascroll.web.com.
Trying to show you everything, but you ain't care. Got you running scared, it's fear that is the main weapon. Peace to the people that was always prepping. I'm stepping on toes trying to wake you up.
There's no way I'm going to end the show with you getting dropped out.
Amazing.
We are speaking, obviously, too much truth.
Must be.
Because it's not supposed to be heard that two people can see the same problem and realize what it is.
Yeah.
You've got to stand up, folks. You've got to find that community that used to be America.
Yeah, man.
Used to be.
Now
we ain't no more.
An addiction, a problem, an issue.
Yes. I'm a victim. Feel for me.
I'm a victim.
I went out and did the stuff, but I don't have no control over myself. That makes me a victim of myself.
Well, you got to understand it. Because if not, I might kill myself because I'm a victim of myself.
Well, I'll put it to you this way. When we were young, how many girls with green hair did you know?
Mm-hmm. I told you, listen, what was the name of the show? And so I'm going to say the name of the show where people said green hair when we were young. Green, purple, red. You know what it was?
Oh, is that Teletubbies or something like that?
That was another one, but I'm going to tell you one that defined where we are today. Lost in Space.
Oh, my God. I watched that so much. Star Trek had the green-haired chick with the aluminum foil boobs.
Yes. But see, Lost in Space, they were a little bit more animated because the doc, what was his name was? It was the
Dr. Smith.
Dr. Smith, was he was as gay went.
Mm-hmm. He was the effeminate man.
A straight feminine man. I mean, more feminine than any woman I've ever seen.
And really funny, the people in charge were both manly men, and their women were womanly women.
Yeah, and they got he was like a stowaway or something.
Yeah.
And he ends up doing something mischievous somehow. And the thing about the character of the person and what it represents, somebody doing something wrong that's gay that's causing problems for this heterosexual group. Okay?
You're wrong. You're not wrong. You're not wrong.
Remember, every time a gay character came in back in the day, they were causing mischief because they were, the main thing is, everyone has to notice that I'm gay. Anyone has to notice that I'm gay. That was the character of every gay person back in the day. I don't know the white guy's name with the curly mustache, fat guy. He was huge in everybody's business back in the day. You know what I'm talking about?
It was Burl Ives or somebody like that?
I cannot think of his name, but it'll come to us. It was a heavyset white guy. He was in everything back then. He had a mustache that curled up in the edges. He had a thick mustache.
Wilford Brimley.
There you go, Wilford Brimley. And he was the gay guy of that time.
And now he's a meme for diabetes.
Yes. He was a very, very flamboyant homosexual man at the time. Everybody talked about
him. It's really funny because we've taken a real walk down memory lane today.
Yes.
I'm sure there's people boiling. They said those words they're not supposed to say.
What words are those? Like the word, I can be called the N-word, but I have to say N-word to say it. Get out of here.
Yeah. Like I said, they've given weight to words. That's all they needed to take the words away, and they are in the process of taking the words away because now they're taking thoughts away.
Yeah, they're trying to. They're trying to take thoughts away if you allow them to. If you allow them to.
And that's where the individual comes in, and you be positive, you stay positive, and you try to do good for your fellow man. Tell me those are bad words to live by.
Yes. Yes.
Because they're not. And we're being shoveled a shitload of negative. That's what everything is, negative. And then why is everything negative? Maybe because you're manifesting your own destiny.
Now, I want to say to all my people out here, they call their lady a queen. This is my queen. This is my queen. This is my queen. The word you're using, queen, is Q-U-E-A-N. Because they're not royalty, so you have to be using Q-U-E-A-N. And the word queen, Q-U-E-A-N, means impudent or ill-behaved girl or woman, a prostitute. My queen.
I just heard 100 heads explode. Oh, my God. Oh, man. Damn, you just made everybody's head explode.
Yes, because they've been using that word just recklessly. My queen. If she's not of royalty, well, you know she's not a queen. So the word is not Q-U-E-E-N that you mean. So let me get to understanding for what you mean about your queen, the Q-U-E-A-N, the little fiend, the one that's always greedy and never knows what you mean, the one that doesn't respect you, that's the one you call your queen, the little ill-mannered woman, the little fiend, the little prostitute, your queen. Uh-huh. I know what you mean. Saying now about you and your queen.
Well, that sounds like a good place to end the show.
Yeah.
Oh, man, Herm. Thank you for, again, for another, just, I when I sit down, like I said, when I end the show, I sit down and I think about everything we said, and, man, it changes me.
Yeah.
Yeah. It changes me. It makes me want to be better and just try to get outside of this nonsense and build something that everybody wants to live in.
Knowledge is power, man.
And then next week, we're going to have to get to the eclipse because we blew right past that today.
We sure did. We got to get him prepared, man. He's got preparation for the eclipse, knowledge about it, and educating you about the eclipse the 8th through the 10th of April. We'll be ahead of the game for you.
Yes, we will. And so, folks, if you're listening to this, we're going to enter the same way we enter all the time. If you're listening to this, you are the resistance.
When the enemy comes into your life like a flood, stand your ground and take your sword out in Luke 10 and go eyeball to eyeball with him and tell him, I have been given the authority to tread on snakes and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm me. Stand your ground. When he tries to use one of his main tactics, which is fear, tell him, for God has not given me the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Stand your ground. When he thinks you're down, tell him, I'm not down, Satan. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Stand your ground. When he tells you you're a loser, tell him, I am the head and not the tail. When the enemy comes after you, tell him, Isaiah 54, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Stand your ground. When he whispers in your ear and tells you you can't do this, throw Philippians 4:13 to him. I am able to do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Stand your ground.